Consumers are shopping early for deals this holiday season. That's why you need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code HOWIE3 at checkout.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I've also instructed the Secretary of Energy to purchase at a very good price large quantities of crude oil for strategic reserve. We're going to fill it right up to the top.
Well, a lot of things have changed since the way back then.
It was a different time then. It was not the same situation that we are currently in. There was no reason to make that type of repurchase.
You blew it!
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
John Fetterman's going to appear with you today in Pennsylvania, but there haven't been that many candidates campaigning with you.
That's not true. There's been 15. Count. Get count.
Oh, what a cute little guy.
Yes.
That's one hot dog.
What is wrong with demanding for an easy, safe kind of...
That voice with a strange... halting way of speaking.
John Fetterwoman!
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
I love when KJP says it was a different time when Trump was trying. Yeah. A gas was $1.90 a gallon. That's a different time. That, you know what? I call a time when gas was $1.90 a gallon, I call that a good time for everybody. And we looked around, that was the cut from him saying he wanted to fill up the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, now it's been renamed the Midterm Petroleum Reserve or the Democrat Petroleum Reserve to the brim. And Schumer stopped it in the Senate. And we were looking around today for the sound cut of Schumer, if he was like, you know, his usual smirking, smarmy self doing it. But it looks like he only issued a written statement talking about how he was going to stop Trump from filling up the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. But we did find a cut of Schumer demanding that Trump lower gas prices. Now again, consider the irony. I can't remember, but... I don't think the price of gasoline was ever much over $3 a gallon when he was president. And as we began doing more drilling, more fracking, more pipeline building, the price just kept going down and down and down. And granted, COVID helped get reduced demand, but it kept going down. But that wasn't good enough for Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer said that the price of gas was too high. And consider, have you heard Chuck Schumer talking about the price of gas being too high under Brandon? No, of course you haven't. But this was him when Trump was president. Cut six.
It's time for the president to buck his oil executive buddies who cash in when oil prices are high and stand up for working Americans. And remember, this is the same president who tweeted multiple times that President Obama was to blame for rising gas prices. So what is he going to do now that he's in charge? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. At least so far. Unfortunately, President Trump and his administration are clearly committed to helping pad the pocket of corporate executives and wealthy shareholders. They get huge tax breaks. Do the consumers see any of those breaks at the pumps? Nada, none, zero.
What's Brandon doing, Mr. Majority Leader? Nada, none, zero.
Any of those breaks at the pumps? Nada, none, zero.
To which I would add, goose egg, donut. Wow. And you notice the phrase working Americans. You know what that means. When a Democrat says working Americans, that means non-working Americans. Always. Count on it. 844-500-4242. How about this is Ron Klain talking about the price of gasoline, the chief of staff, cut four.
Well, Lawrence, look, I do think prices are high. We need to bring them down. And you covered earlier the fact that one thing the president did was tackle a price problem that really pinches Americans, which is the price of gas.
He tackled the problem. Did you see Josh Allen running on Sunday? Guy tried to tackle him. He jumped over him. I guess is what you call a broken tackle. That's what Brandon did. It was kind of a half heart. It's like when the punter tries to tackle somebody who's and if he does, he separates his shoulder and he's out for the rest of the year. That's the kind of tackling that Brandon has been doing. It's like if he was tackling Tara Reid, his former aide, he tackled her with some authority, according to Tara Reid, although we don't have the firsthand account because they won't release it from his Senate office files. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. So I want to play the whole cut of we may have played most of it in the intro, but you should listen to this. This is Trump talking about buying the oil to fill up the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. And remember, again, this bears repeating because you're not going to see this in the mainstream media. It's out there. It's easy to find, but none of the state-run media is going to say this. The most any president up until now ever drained out of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve was 40 million barrels. And that was during wartime. 40 million barrels. Brandon has drained 180 million, and now it's going up closer to 200 million barrels. And what is it for? It's to try to save the Democrats from a total wipeout in the midterm elections 19 days from today. So this is President Trump talking about filling up the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, cut five.
Based on the price of oil, I've also instructed the Secretary of Energy to purchase at a very good price large quantities of crude oil for storage in the U.S. Strategic Reserve. We're going to fill it right up to the top, saving the American taxpayer billions and billions of dollars, helping our oil industry and making us even further toward that wonderful goal which we've achieved, which nobody thought was possible, of energy independence. It puts us in a position that's very strong, and we're buying it at the right price.
That was $24 a barrel. Now Brandon is bragging that he's going to buy the oil and replenish what he's drained out at $70 a barrel. $80 a barrel. And that's going to be a good deal. He also said yesterday, now that I think about it, he said, this is going to be a good deal for the oil companies. Yet Schumer was saying that when Trump was going to buy it at $24 a barrel, it was going to be a windfall profit for his cronies in big oil. You know, these Democrats richly deserve the drubbing that I'm hoping and praying that they're going to get on November 8th. I mean, this has been a complete cluster you-know-what going on here these last 21 months. And it's been deliberate. That's the thing. That's the worst thing about it. 844-500-4242. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
Howie, I own three homes in three different states. One is Alabama, one is West Virginia, one is Massachusetts. And in the year of 2019, the summer months, when gas is most expensive, okay, yeah. Alabama, I can buy it for $1.90 a gallon. West Virginia, between $2.15 and $2.35 a gallon. Massachusetts, at Sal's Gas in Holbrook, $2.05 to $2.15 a gallon, all right?
Right.
We had full employment then. The pandemic was different. And of all places where the gas was the cheapest, was in West Virginia. I paid at one point $1.85 for gasoline down there because no one was driving. So when you hear progressives talk about, well, gas prices under Trump, they always refer to 2020. Wrong. Go back to 2019 when everybody was fat and happy, their raises were rising. You could pretty much quit your job and go to the same job at a higher rate of pay. I'm right. sick and tired of this BS that's being spewed by these progressives. And I do remember when Trump said, yeah, we're going to top this off.
Yeah. No, he, it's not in a history book. You know, it was on TV not that long ago. And they're just trying to rewrite history here. And this is insane what they're doing. And they, it's called the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Strategic. It's for strategy, for geopolitics. It's not for in case of a fire, break glass for Democrat chances in the midterm elections. This is crazy stuff. This is like selling off your backyard to get money to go on a vacation to Aruba in the winter. This is nuts what they're doing all across the board. 844-500-4242. 603 says, I miss the days of sanity. 978, how is Schumer's reelection going? Is his opponent close? No, unfortunately not. I mean, that's not one of those seats that's in danger. I can't even remember the guy's name who's running against him, but he has no money. You would think that if Zeldin's close to Hochul, certainly whoever's running against Schumer should be close, because, you know, Schumer has more of a hand in screwing this society up, I think, overall, than Hochul does. I mean, Hochul's been a disaster, obviously, and she refuses to do anything about the crime and the insane no-bail laws that were passed by the legislature in Albany. But I mean, overall, Schumer has done much more damage than Hochul has, because he's been in there for a long time. Hochul was a backbencher congresswoman, and then she was the lieutenant governor. She's only been screwing things up for, what, a little over a year or so. The economy is in free fall. Energy prices, a cratering stock market, rising interest rates. It's utter chaos across the board in Brandon's America. This is why I've moved some of my money into precious metals with Monetary Gold, and why you should think about doing it as well. Monetary Gold makes the process easy. History shows that in times of crisis, precious metals are one of the best ways to protect your assets. What we are seeing right now is a once-in-every-generation opportunity. Some analysts predict gold going as high as $5,000 per ounce. A network analyst predicts $15,000 in 3 years. Get Monetary Gold's complimentary protection guide if you want to protect your savings from greedy socialists like Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and the guy we've been talking about, Chuck Schumer. Monetary Gold is rated a top five with the Better Business Bureau for 22 years running, as well as with Consumer Affairs and Retirement Living. My listeners who open a qualified account now will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. To find out more, call 1-800-267-6500. That's 1-800-267-6500. 1-800-267-6500, or go to monetarygold.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Did you miss part of today's show?
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Just search Howie Carr on your favorite podcast app and listen anywhere, anytime.
Heard about you. What have you heard, Shane?
I've heard that you're a low-down Yankee liar.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets. Go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Other than Biden himself, who would you most like the GOP Congress to impeach next year? DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, AG Merrick Garland, or FBI Director Chris Wray?
I'm still voting for Chris Wray.
And Chris Wray has, let's see, has he moved up at all? No, he's still in last place, 25%. 30% say Mayorkas, 44% say Merrick Garland.
They're all worthy candidates for a trial in the Senate after their indictment in the U.S. House of Representatives. 844-500-4242. Frank, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Frank.
Howie, how you doing?
Good.
You know, I totally agree with you with this guy Schumer. He's been getting away with murder as Pelosi. They've been getting away with murder for years. As far as I'm concerned, I think there's a very good case to be made for the fact that that strategic oil reserve is a defensive product. It's a defensive part of the country, and it
right.
constitutes our freedom and safety. And when he reneged on what Trump wanted to do with $20 a barrel, he reneged on that. As far as I'm concerned, that was nothing less than being treasonous.
Well, I mean, he didn't renege on it because I don't think he ever, you know, agreed to do it. But he just did it out of pure spite. You know, you would think that, you know, even if he's in a different party, that it's, you know, when oil, when something's cheap and it's something, whatever it is, and you know you're going to need it and you can get it at a cheap price, I mean, don't you want to grab some of it? You know? And I loved KJP. Listen to what she said about this. You know, comparing when Schumer nixed the deal to allow Trump to fill up totally to the brim the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. This cut three.
2020, when Congress was debating funding for replenishing the SPR at a low price, Democrats blocked it, saying that it was a bailout for big oil. But now President Biden said today that it would be a good deal.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. You're talking about when Donald Trump was trying to sell it at $20 per barrel to buy it. Look, it was a different time then. It was not the same situation that we are currently in. The reserve was close to full capacity at that time, and so there was no reason to make that type of repurchase.
It was $20 a barrel by your own account. That's the reason, okay? Because it wasn't going to stay at $20 a barrel. So that's why you want to top it off. It was a different time. You know why it was a different time? Because you had a president who knew what he was doing. You had a president who wasn't trying to fundamentally transform the nation into a third world hellhole. Wow, it was a different time. Yes, it certainly was a different time. 844-500-4242. So we have a few Brandon cuts to play here today. This was, he went back, he loves to go to some bridges in Pittsburgh. You know, he's talked about Pittsburgh, I don't know, is it Allegheny County? Has more bridges than anywhere else in the world, or so he says sometimes. I don't know why I'm taking his word on that as opposed to anything else, but he was back at a bridge today, the Fern Hollow Bridge in Pittsburgh.
This is the one that collapsed earlier this year.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's why he goes back to the bridge. Okay. So anyway, here he's talking about what he calls the bipartisan infrastructure law. So it's bipartisan. That means it wasn't bipartisan, and infrastructure means it has nothing to do with infrastructure. It is a law, though, I guess, if you want to be technical about it. So how much money was involved in this so-called bipartisan infrastructure law, Brandon? Cut one.
Well, to help your members of Congress here today, I signed into law a once-in-a-generation investment in roads, highways, bridges, railroads, ports, airports, and so much more. Over $1.2 trillion. It's called the bipartisan infrastructure law.
Oh, that's a lot of money. Over $1.2 trillion. How many zeros is that, Taylor? Got any idea?
I don't think we have enough.
It would take a lot. You can fix a lot of Fern Hollow bridges with $1.2 trillion, $200 billion. We got more when we come back, and we'll take your phone calls, 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. I'm not too familiar with this controversy that's going on with Ulta Beauty. Apparently there's some there's a trans woman, am I being politically correct, named Dylan Mulvaney, who's pushing this these women's products.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
I said you were a woman, Dylan. I don't know what you're complaining about. But Emma Foley, our new columnist and newest employee of the Howie Carr Radio Network, has posted a column. It's getting a lot of hits today. Dylan Mulvaney mansplains womanhood to beauty consumers. So if you want to read about Ulta Beauty and the controversy involved, check it out. It's a pretty funny piece. It's go to HowieCarrShow.com, and it's right at the top of the page. Now, as you know, the president is in Pennsylvania today. He was in Pittsburgh earlier, and now he's headed over to Philadelphia, and he's going to speak at a reception, a fundraiser for Fetterneck. And as you also know, John Fetterman has had a stroke. I read today that before he ran for statewide office, you know how much he weighed supposedly? I'd never read this before. 417 pounds. That's a big boy, 417 pounds. And so he took the weight off, but he had a stroke in May, and this is not one of those COVID-related, maladies. Apparently he just keeled over. And he hasn't been able to speak very well since then. And so now there's a big controversy going on. Real Clear Politics today moved the race into a likely pickup for the seat retention for the Republicans. It's Pat Toomey's now. He's not running for re-election. Dr. Oz is running. And they're saying Oz has been behind the entire campaign, but now he's pulled into a statistical dead heat, if not the lead. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that Fetterman can't speak. I mean, I'm not trying to be unkind. It's just reality, the situation. I just want to play a super cut of all of his recent stumbles here. This is the Democrat candidate for the Senate in Pennsylvania, Lieutenant Governor John Fetterneck, or Fetterman. Cut 17.
My name is John Fetterwoman!
Can voters trust that you will be able to do this job on day one?
Yeah, of course.
What is wrong with demanding for...
If I have to be in a foxhole, I want John Fetterman in there with me.
An easy, safe kind of their income.
Don't you think that if you just release those records and answered those calls, it would be easier to put this to bed?
Our doctors saying that we're fit to do it, and I have demonstrated my abilities and where I'm at.
I live 8 minutes away from here, and when I leave tonight, I got 3 miles away. That to me is a miracle. Send us back to New Jersey.
Yes.
Send me to D.C. for you.
It's not about kicking balls in the authority or anything.
Hang on to make sure I didn't push back against work to work.
He doesn't have the exact same views as Doug Mastriano is.
And the Eagles are so much better than the Eagles. No, no.
And I would add the Steelers are so much worse than the Steelers this year. So Rolling Stone has wrote a story, and again, that's one of the leading journals of fake news there is. think back to the All-American tousle-haired boy, the Boston Marathon bomber. Think back to the UVA rape case. They think back to the people overdosing in Oklahoma on horse medicine. All these are all fake news stories that Rolling Stone has written. So this weekend, Rolling Stone committed a random act of real journalism, and that they said that Gisele Fetterman, his wife, was the de facto candidate, and there was outrage that they would say that she was the de facto candidate, because I mean you heard him trying to speak. When he was being interviewed by MSNBC last week, they had to use a screen and put all of the reporters' questions, type them in as chyrons before he could understand what the reporter was saying. And they demanded that she be fired too, because she pointed this out. So today, Brandon goes to Pennsylvania to campaign with this guy who's fading in the polls for the reasons we've just been discussing. And Brandon kind of lets the cat out of the bag. Listen.
And John, thank you very much for running. I really do appreciate it. And Zell, you're gonna be a great lady in the Senate.
Wait a second. Isn't that why they wanted to cancel Rolling Stone? Isn't that why they wanted to cancel the reporter from NBC News for saying basically the same thing? Now the President of the United States has said it. Listen to this again.
And John, thank you very much for running. I really do appreciate it. And Zell, you're gonna be a great lady in the Senate.
See, this is what people have been saying all along, that they just want to get him. They think that Shapiro, who's the attorney general, will beat Mastriano, although Mastriano seems to be closing in too, the president of the Senate, who's a veteran. And he seems like a really decent guy. But they're trying to paint him as a Trump guy. So they think that'll kill him in Pennsylvania. I'm not sure that's the case in this red October. But they think that if Shapiro gets elected governor, Fetterman will get in there, and then he will, you know, resign immediately, because he can't be the senator. And Shapiro will appoint Fetterman's wife, Gisele Fetterman, to serve in the Senate. That's what this whole charade is all about. And now the President of the United States has confirmed it. You think this will be on network newscast tonight? No. Hell no. There's no way. It'll probably be, you know, other than the, you know, Newsmax, Fox, OAN. That's the only place you're going to, you know, the various websites, the Federalist, Breitbart, it'll be up there. Red state, but it's not going to be. They don't want to let the cat out of the bag. 844-500-4242. So, do we have any whispering today in Pittsburgh, Taylor? I think we do, don't we?
Just kind of a semi-whisper.
Okay, let's listen to the semi-whisper.
As I was talking to your person, Gov, also, we're going to get the railroad going, too. I'm a rail guy, anyway.
He's a rail. I thought he was a car guy. Or I thought he was a truck guy. I thought he was a union guy. I know he's ridden in a truck. He's never been a member of a union. Okay, he's a car guy. Everybody's a car guy. Who doesn't have a rail guy? I know his son Hunter has a severe drug problem. I don't know if he's ever been on the rail, the spike, as they say. I think he was more of a pipe guy than a rail guy. But I could be wrong. Any port in the storm, you know. Okay, let's go to. He hit a lot of the same themes today, one of which is no higher taxes, cut 9.
And one last thing. This is all being done without raising anyone's taxes a penny if you made less than 400 grand. And we did it while cutting the deficit in half this year.
Half.
In half.
What? That means that the deficit when he came in was like $5 trillion. In his first year, it was $5 trillion. Now it's down to like $3 or $4 trillion, and he's saying he cut it in half. The deficit is now $3 or $4 or $5 trillion higher than when he came in. So he didn't cut the. If he cut the deficit in half, the deficit would be $15 trillion, I think, by most definitions of deficit. But then, by most definitions of recession, we've been in a recession now for months, and he's just talking about there's not going to be a recession or it's going to be mild. And by the way, inflation is a tax on people. Everybody in the country has seen their buying power reduced by his inflation, which is caused by his deficit, which he claims he's cutting, but he's not really cutting. 844-500-4242. Johnny, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Johnny.
Hey, Howie, thanks for taking the call. You know, as sad as these Fetterman sound bites are, it's worse if you look see the video of them. I mean, I was in Iraq and Afghanistan, and as a medic, I've seen guys who were blown up and they have, you know, get concussed and they have that vacant stare. And with the video of him, it's just, there's nothing in there. It's sad.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I mean, I still don't know how he's going to debate. I think the debate is scheduled for October 24th. He wanted to make sure, he wanted to postpone it, you know, kick the can down the road until they could start some early voting. And, you know, so that, you know, somehow he can, run up some kind of lead before people realize just how far gone he is. But I don't think it's going to be enough to save him, Johnny. Do you?
No, I don't think they will debate. They will come up with an excuse. There's no way they're going to put him out on the stage. He'll just be an absolute fail.
No, I don't think they can do it either. I mean, you know, it's you can't be physically unable to perform, as they say in the athletic fields. You know, I mean, it was bad enough when Nadler had to sit down during the debate against Maloney and the other person in the Democrat primary. It just showed how decrepit he was. But he still managed to win, even though he was confusing Bush and Trump, and he's not all there. But he wasn't running against really the cream of the crop. But I Fetterman is so much further gone than Nadler or even Biden that I don't see how he can win. I don't care what these people are saying in these polls. I mean, I don't think these are submerged Republican voters, as Robert Gahaley from Trafalgar calls them. These are Democrats. It calls Republican voters MAGA voters. But these are Democrats too. Democrats aren't going to. I don't think they can vote for this guy. And it's unfortunate. I mean, he always was kind of a bum. You know, he just, you know, lived off his parents' money. He was a big fat guy. He shaved his head and had tattoos and thought that made him a working class hero. Who's he fooling? Nobody who's ever had a real job, he is not fooling. Just Democrats. But it's not sustainable, to use another one of their favorite words, sustainable. 844-500-4242. The economy has been unpredictable and we all feel it. But now is not the time to forget our fallen heroes. Despite what is happening around us, we still have so many reasons to be a grateful nation. And in large part, we have our military and our veterans to thank for our liberties and our freedoms. National Wreaths Across America Day is Saturday, December 17th. You can join in the mission to remember our fallen heroes, honor those who currently serve and their families, and have the opportunity to teach younger generations the value of their freedoms. A $15 donation to Wreaths Across America sponsors a fresh, handmade balsam fir wreath from Maine with a single red bow. The circular wreath made with 10 balsam bouquets is a catalyst for unity, healing, and an expression of gratitude. What started with America's most hallowed ground at Arlington National Cemetery has grown to ceremonies at over 3,500 participating locations across the country and overseas. Please sponsor a veteran's wreath today and show your appreciation for our veterans. Go to wreathsacrossamerica.org. That's wreathsacrossamerica.org. Please donate now. I'm Howie Carr.
He's making talk radio great again. He's Howie Carr. He's the smartest guy in the room.
I think Papa has it all figured out. Figured out and wrapped up in tissue paper with pink ribbons on it.
Howie Carr is back.
917 says, I'm not sure what you're talking about with Fetterman. Look who the Democrats elected as president. Yeah, but even Brandon is a little more presentable at this point in time. Even his... in his current decrepit state than Fetterman is. 844-500-4242. So, Taylor, the RNC research is picking up some of our research?
Yeah, back in February when Biden, one of the first times he made the claim that Ambrose Finnegan, his grandfather, was an All-American football player for Santa Clara, we did a bit of a deep dive and went into the record books from the NCAA, and we found out that there was no record of anybody with the last name of Finnegan ever being an All-American at Santa Clara. So, again, he made that claim again today, and RNC Research tweeted that out and actually dug up our tweets and reposted those and included it in their research.
Excellent. Cut 7 from this afternoon in Pittsburgh.
Can't tell you how much it means to me to be part of rebuilding this beautiful state. My grandfather, Finnegan Scranton, would really be proud of me right now. No, I'm not joking. He would. By the way, he's an All-American football player, John, in Santa Clara.
The further you get from college, the more likely you are to be, well, first a starter, then all-conference, then all-American. Then you were drafted. And finally, you were the last person cut by whatever team you told your children or grandchildren or your girlfriend you were drafted by. There used to be a columnist for the Globe named George Frazier. He called it Burke's disease after a guy from that was one of the heads of ABC Network who went to the University of Pennsylvania, and that's the pattern of his exploits on the gridiron. 844-500-4242. Tim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tim.
How you doing, Howie? The thing that people don't keep in mind is the sales tax rates don't change, but because inflation with all these Democratic states, things
right.
cost more, these Democratic states are making more money simply on sales tax. They're loving it.
You're right. That they used to call that, and the same thing applies with income taxes too, right? They called it bracket creep. I haven't heard much about that lately, but I think it still applies, bracket creep. You know, you keep moving into, higher and higher income brackets. That's certainly, that's why they want to have a graduated income tax in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, so that they can just, you know, even if they don't cut the millionaire's tax down to $500,000 to $200,000, which they're going to do, even just with inflation, you'll just keep moving up and you'll go from 5% to 6% to 7%. And at the same time, the actual dollars will be worth less, but the state or the federal government will be grabbing more. And it's just, government loves inflation. I mean, they don't love it when the midterm elections are coming up, but you're right, it benefits them. That's a very good point, Tim. Zebra, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Zebra.
I know I'm coming up fast here. Forgive me for the machine gun approach here. Brandon, in his addled state, got it half right. Before Donald Trump left office, through taxes, tariffs against China, and everything else he did financially, he had the debt ready to be paid by over $700 billion down. And what Brandon did is cut that debt reduction that was planned in half. So that's what he cut in half. Instead of paying down the debt, he gave half of it away.
Yeah, to his cronies, to all these green slush funds and these equity slush funds and these sustainability slush funds. All members of the non-working classes. I'm Howie Carr.